You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Any experienced writer and journalist will tell you that R&D stands for rejected and dejected room. That's where your failed manuscripts and stories go. But R&D is critical for the South African recovery and reform story underway at the moment. R&D plays a central role in advanced economies in areas like economic growth and job creation and industrial competitiveness. From a sample of 15 OECD countries, including the US, it's estimated that any 1% increase in R&D spending could grow the economy by 0.61%. This means that as countries invest more in R&D, their economies grow faster. And obviously, public policy has a key role to play in increasing innovation and R&D investments through incentives. I'm joined now by Moeketsi Marumo, Associate Director at Cova Advisory, which advises firms on things like incentives. Moeketsi, welcome back to the show. What does the innovation funding landscape currently look like, and what economic impact has the COVID-19 pandemic had on this landscape?
Michael, thank you very much for having me again. Look, the business confidence is low. Unemployment rate has skyrocketed. We are seeing a number of companies going to be cutting their R&D spending. I mean, currently, when you look at the Adapting government, I mean, they've been trying to juggle priorities. R&D spending within the government has been cut. You look at the DTI programs, they've already started budget cuts to reprioritize money for other COVID-19 related needs like your PPE, social grants. So the landscape has actually changed, and it's going to be quite challenging for most businesses that would want to spend money on R&D activities.
Why is innovation funding just so critical now in this post-COVID-19 world that we inhabit?
Look, I mean, where we are right now as a business also, we needed to be very agile. What it means is that for an ordinary business person out there, they need to be very responsive, very agile. They need to change. They need to adapt. They need to look at what is working, what things are going to be making easier for the client, and what things are not necessarily working. Businesses are forced to reassess their business model. I mean, when the pandemic hit us, we are all grappling with the fourth industrial revolution. So we are, at the point where we have to reconsider our business model as business people.
And if you look at incentives, governments are currently trying to look at the incentive levers that it can use to help companies with innovation. What kinds of incentives are available from national government to promote innovation?
There are two departments which are playing in this space. One is the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition, and the Department of Science and Innovation. So the DTIC has got two programs. One is for support for industrial innovation, and the other one is technology and human resource industrial program. And from the Department of Science and Technology, they do have a tax incentive to support research and development and to support all those related activities around research and development. But the challenge of most of these is that for any startup project that would want to access these particular programs, they would require upfront funding like any other startup to actually match up what the government will be putting in place.
If you look at the amount that we're currently spending on R&D as a country, I know for a while there's been a policy to try and up that to over 1%. If you look at countries like Israel, innovation leaders, South Korea or Singapore, they're probably closer to about 4%. Where do we currently stand in terms of what we're spending as a country on R&D?
I mean, as a country, to be honest with you, is that there has been actually a dip in terms of where we are spending. I mean, we have been seeing more money that government is putting in place, but in terms of the money that most companies are supposed to be spending on R&D, I think we are sitting, as government is sitting at about 50%, and the private sector is sitting at about 41% of the money that they're using to spend on R&D.
Which is really not good enough. Why should government be stepping up its role here? Surely it's just up to business. If they want to be competitive, why does government need to boost its support for research and development?
Look, I mean, I think as you just indicated now, that if you look at other economies, for you to promote growth and investment, one has to invest in those in R&D. So government has got a role to play in ensuring that, you know, they put more money on research and development to promote growth and investment in the economy.
If you're not finding that from government, are there private funding options available for technology innovators in particular?
Look, I mean, the biggest challenge that you find is that at any stage of any innovation, especially for startups, you know, there's not much funding that is available. But the good news is that, I mean, the Department of Science and Technology has introduced a new fund. It's called an Innovation Fund to fund early stage innovation. So that is good news. The government has put up to about close to a region of about 1.5 billion over the MTF period to actually capacitate that particular fund. So in the private sector itself, you know, you still have, you know, small venture capital that can play in any stage, but most of, you know, the private sector fund, they would want to participate at the expansion stage of innovation.
And also looking for equity in exchange for that. I know Section 12J has been a shining example of government success, but also government incentivize that as well. How do companies fund innovation projects in the aftermath of COVID-19 while you're dealing with all of the difficulties of the economic downturn and with some companies even facing retrenchments right now? It might seem anathema to be pouring money into things like R&D.
It is going to be a mammoth task. It's going to be a challenge for most companies to start prioritizing for innovation. As I said, I mean, even government is starting to reduce their own spending. But one could still say, you know, it cannot be business as usual. To remain competitive, we'll have to look at alternative ways. Companies will have to look at alternative ways. As I've already indicated, there is money that is being set aside for government to support early stage innovation. So for me, I think technically R&D is one area which will help to trigger and sustain the recovery going forward,
to make sure that the South African economy isn't rejected and dejected either. Moeketsi Marumo, Associate Director at COVID Advisory, on the importance of investing in R&D if you want to be an innovation-led business, and with some insights into some of the incentives that are available both in the public and the private sector in South Africa right now.